Sad. Hello, hello, there's Kim.
Hi, Dr. Rita Marie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
A little bit tired today.
But, a little tired?
Did yeah.
You have enough sleep?
I stayed up late, the debate, like I watched it and then I watched the news coverage and then.
You know, and that kind of stuff, it's not just the staying up late, but it's the.
Yeah.
You know, well, the emotion.
I'm involved in like get out the vote efforts. So I did a live earlier that evening too. So like a lot of adrenaline, you know, just like getting ready for, you're used to it, but it's kind of new for me. So it's only my second time doing something like that. So like that whole thing. And then
that takes, you know, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Because you want to be prepared, you want to, you know, make sure
you want it to go well.
You want to make sure you say what you know. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and especially on issues that's powerful, you know. I mean.
Yeah. So I mean, it went well, and I'm doing it with a group of people, so that's good. But then, so coming down off of that, then watching the debate, and then you know, for me, seeing Kamala up there, it's like very powerful. So then it's like I'm kind of hyped up. I'm not ready to go to bed. So yeah, I'm dragging today, and I saw it in my food. Like I am trying the, what's the thing called? The feasting while fasting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm on day three and I was doing good until today, but today I had total slip and ate a bunch of stuff off the plan. So it's like, okay. I think it's related
emotion
to all the,
and
the tiredness and everything.
We're just having a discussion of that with practitioners on a call. And it's like right now, people need this kind of help more than ever.
Yes.
And there's so much tension going on, you know, with the pandemic and now with the elections and, you know, now it's getting into the holidays. And if you're, you know, a lot of times there is a temptation to go, oh, screw it. Halloween's away. Oh, screw it. Just Thanksgiving's a few weeks after that. I'll just wait till January. And then in the meantime, your health is like, long, long, long. The weight is going.
I know. Well, and honestly, that was the other thing. Like, I'm on the third day and I weighed this morning and I had gained 2 pounds and I had followed it religiously for the first 2 days. And I was just like, oh crap. Like, this is just another thing that's just, you know, it's like something about my body. I just can't lose weight. You know, the lies you tell.
The lies you tell yourself. Sometimes it takes a little while to kick in.
Through that keto, burning ketones. But I was in ketosis. Like, I checked and.
Have you done Dutch test yet?
Yeah, I did that. And you told me to redo it. Because I'm on bioidenticals.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I ordered it, but I have to wait because now that I'm cycling again, which I wanted, they said I need to know if I'm ovulating to know when to do it. So now I've got the ovulation test going. I'm taking those like every day.
Like, you want to take the test at day 21 or really like 10 days after ovulation or something.
Yes. Like, they said if I get 60 days of zero positives, then I can just assume I'm not ovulating and I can just move on.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten that yet. So I haven't been able to redo it. But I have.
Did you take your temperature too? Because taking your temperature is super important for that.
No, they didn't tell me that.
Okay. So ovulate. So your temperature is at its lowest point in the first half of your cycle. As you get closer to ovulation, it may peak up and then it gets higher. You'll notice it if you ovulate. So it's just another sign whether you're ovulating.
Okay.
It's usually about a half a point. So you have to have a good thermometer, not just a regular fever thermometer because they're not fine enough. So it's either a basal thermometer. Digitals are okay, but I just don't find them as predictable, as reliable in terms of measurements. But there's ovulation thermometers. And now that they do the non-mercury ones, you can usually find it. One of the thyroid sites, look at somebody who does a lot of thyroid stuff. I actually think I found one on Amazon at one point because I wanted specifically the non-mercury and the not digital. Let me look. It's a basal thermometer. Right, because it has the finer gradations because you're really looking for that like 0.5. Right. And sometimes it's hard to tell. Is it 0.5 when it's just got every couple of, the lines are so close together on the regular thermometers because they have a wide range.
Okay.
Let me look.
Yeah. They never mentioned that, but
can
I take it orally or?
Technically you take it under your arm, but as long as you're always taking it the same way.
Okay.
I don't find underarm temperatures to be, because where are you putting it and how is it working? I find orally, as long as you don't fall back to sleep when you take it, because you're doing first thing in the morning. So that's the important
thing.
So you keep it by your bedside, you shake it down the night before, it's by your bedside, you pick it up, you stick it under your tongue, and you just lay there awake for 5 minutes, take it out. Even if you don't read it right away, if you're going to go back to sleep or whatever, you can just put it back on the bedstand and then you look at it. But that's what you're looking for. And you just kind of track it over the cycle. Right. Or what your cycle, if you don't know if it's a cycle, you don't know what day you're on.
Yeah. Cause
go ahead.
Oh, it was like 54 days apart for the first two times I came back on my cycle. But then I had my third cycle. It was like 17 days. Once I started the transforming stress, it was 17 days into transforming stress that I had the third cycle. And I think it was related to that because I hadn't changed my food. That was the only thing that I changed.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see when the fourth one comes, but track.
You know, there's a bunch of them. The digitals look like they're set up for that. I mean, precision. So there's new ones, and some of them even hook up to your phone. I guess they have a little. They must have a thing. So just go on Amazon and do basal body thermometer.
Okay,
that's helpful. Here's how you know, right? If you take it. And you're noticing that one day it's 97.8, another day it's 98.2, another day, like it's not really reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but I think they're probably the technology's gotten better. And the other way to do it is how I do it with blood sugar meters. Mm-hmm. Is I do the 5-minute thing. So I do five checks in 5 minutes. So I can't do that with a thermometer because it takes longer. But over mm-hmm. the course of like a half an hour, if you do it five times and it's all within very close proximity, then you know mm-hmm. it's accurate.
Okay.
I mean, for $10, it's like, you know, you're not going to get the most precision stuff, but it's certainly worth trying because it's just another bit of information to let you know. It's cheaper than those ovulation kits, because especially if you're just, how are you going to know when to take it? Right.
Well, that's the thing. The kit tells me. Yeah. So it tells me after 11 and it tells me I should limit my water intake. So I put a reminder on my phone to do it every day at 2:30. And it has a nice feature because it tracks it on the app. And it takes a picture and it reads it for me. So I don't have to try to interpret like level it. Yeah.
That's sophisticated. Now,
it's pretty cool.
Take it like throughout, because typically you're taking it for 5 or 6 days. You know when you ovulate, because that's a mm-hmm. typical cycle, right? But if you don't know and you're going to just keep taking it on mm-hmm. a 60-day cycle.
I bought a pack of 100. So I'm just taking it every day until I get my 60 days.
Okay, good. It's far beyond. Back in my first time periods. And I taking those. It was like, whatever, $15 or $20 for a kit that only had like 5 days of test strips.
Oh, I see.
That's
no,
what I'm
this
thinking.
Was...
Like, oh my God, this can cost you a fortune to do this.
Oh, I see. No, this was $20. They're called Easy at Home. And I got 100 of them on Amazon. The Dutch people told me what to get. And then with the app, it even gives me a little picture of all the test strips that I've had. So I know how many times I've done it. You can track your period in there and it reads it for you. So it's pretty, and I just keep it on
accurate.
The toilet.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be, the temperature is optional. It's just an additional thing.
Okay, cool. So that's that.
So it looks like it's just the three of us. Did you guys get email reminders? I got a text reminder for this. So something went.
I got an email and a text. I had signed up for it.
Okay. Well,
I don't. Oh yeah, I got a text too. I'm just looking at my phone. Yeah, I got a text.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. There should be more people here, but I guess not. I would have expected a lot more. I got to check to make sure the people that signed up for the Empowered Self-Care are supposed to be here. Okay, so office hours, timing. Okay, so how can I support you?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have other questions. So, I got the Lifestyle Libre.
Great. Yay.
So you encouraged me. You were like, go back to your doctor. Tell your doctor that's not good enough. You need it. So I did. I did not give up. I got it now. I'm wearing it now. I had messaged you all on Biocanic about like, what am I looking for? What's low blood? What's low? What's high? I never heard anything back. So,
you know what's happening with Biocanic? I got to get on the phone. Well, actually, we have a call with him tomorrow. I'm not getting notices when people post.
That's what I figured. I figured it was some kind of,
right?
Yeah, that's what
I figured. Otherwise, we're just kind of checking in once a week. I usually go in, but I can't go into everybody. Like the coaches have a limited number of people. I'm not going to go into 40 sites every week unless I get a notice that something is up. Because anyway, we'll check into that.
But anyway, I tried the Sweet Spot. I was like, well, I should be able to learn about blood sugar in the Sweet Spot. I heard that. Okay. So the Sweet Spot, just so you know, the Sweet Spot 2020, it like lets you start it, but then it won't give you the rest of the material and it'll tell you it's going to drip out in another week, but it never dripped to me. So
I gotta get somewhere on that. She was going to fix that because we ran it live back in, and she said she had it set up, but I think she has to put all you guys in it. So there has to be a way for you to say, hey, start me in Sweet Spot. And then.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I there was Sweet Spot 2019. So I just started that.
Okay.
Okay. So I started that.
That is nicely laid out. It's more, but you're a geeky one. You like.
Yeah. So I'm just like, whatever. So I'm doing it. I did my assessments and everything and I've been tracking. So my questions are on. Okay, I understand what's high blood sugar. Like it shouldn't go over 110 or 120 and it should return and never go over 140.
Well, it should never go over 120.
It should never go over 120, no matter what I eat.
Well, if it does, then it means you shouldn't eat that anymore.
Okay, which I did find something, which I knew, like, the stuff I ate one day, I knew I should have been eating, and it went over. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, I knew. All right, now, when I'm sleeping, a lot of times, it's going below 70. Awesome. Is that an issue? That's awesome.
I target for that. So it doesn't let you set your range. You can set your range. I set my range from 70 to 110. If it let me go lower, and every day when I wake up, if it's red, meaning it went below 70, I'm like, yeah, you know, I did something right yesterday.
Okay. Because since
now it depends. Like if it goes below, like if you're eating like not that great, right? And it goes below. But if you're doing keto style eating and it goes below, it's perfectly normal, unless you feel like crap. Like, unless you're going, whoa.
Yeah. Right. And that happened. That did happen before I started the feasting while fasting. And I was doing the integrated physician's diet, which is not keto. It's just gluten-free. It's the multiple meals a day, high vegetable content. I had like, I felt we were out playing tennis. And I started to feel that like, oh my gosh, I feel dizzy. I took it, I scanned it, and it was like 68.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I don't feel good. And I had another time we were hiking and it was low and it felt like that. And I always felt like in those moments, those might be low blood sugar, but I never had a way to check.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I know that. So,
what you want to do when you get those kinds of things, right?
Okay.
You want to look back at all the things that happened across that day up until that point, right?
Okay.
What did you eat? What kind of stress were you under? Were you in a EMF field? Maybe you went out into some, you know, whatever. Exposures, all of those kinds of things that could play in to that. And then the food. And what can happen is if certain foods will shoot you way up, and then you overproduce insulin and then it shoots you down. If that's happening and you're not in ketosis, and I don't know if you were testing your ketones.
I wasn't in ketosis then.
Okay. So if you weren't in ketosis and your blood sugar dropped, you're not going to feel good. But if you were to continue and have a regular basis going into the 60s and your ketones were like, you know, 0.5 to 1 or 1.5 or whatever, then you're not going to have that feeling. Because your body knows how to burn the fat. But when it gets out of ketosis, it's relying on sugar to feel good and you ain't got enough. You know, you're like, oh, there's not enough sugar here either. And I don't know how to burn fat. So boom, you feel crappy.
Mm.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, so that would make sense. So like today I woke up, it had been low all night, but I was deep in ketosis. So I felt okay. I just felt tired because I didn't get enough sleep, but I didn't feel that like, oh, I'm about to pass out feeling.
Right.
Okay. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the only thing was my doctor is like, you don't need this thing. I'm not going to give you any refills. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
At least give me a month so I can tell. Like what skin off his back is it? Her back,
it's
whatever.
It's a her.
But what skin off her back is it? She's not paying.
It's Kaiser. I don't know if they
Kaiser isn't paying for it. So who cares?
I know. They have like all their procedures and protocols. I don't know. What could I tell her to get her to give me like more refills?
I would look at your numbers. And if they're concerning numbers, like, look, I ate this banana and my blood sugar went up to 180. Something's going on and I do not want to have, and look, and I don't know what happened and my blood sugar went way low. I want to keep tracking this so I can figure out the best diet for me, the best food plan for me so that I can keep my blood sugar in that steady, healthy range.
Okay. I'll try.
We got to be proactive. We got to let them know it's no skin off her back. Throw that at her if she won't do it. It's no skin off her back. It's not costing you anything. Just write the damn prescription.
Yeah, because they're not paying for it. I paid for it out of pocket. So, and oh, the other thing I wanted to tell you is people don't need that sensor. I never use that sensor.
The reader, you don't need it.
You don't need it. The reader, I didn't know that. So I paid whatever it was, $69 for it.
Yeah.
I never.
Yeah,
no, but I just
didn't. You don't need it anymore.
You don't need
when
it.
When I first started using it,
I didn't understand. So,
yeah,
whatever.
You gotta make sure.
But I could give it to somebody or you know whatever. But okay.
Or if all right, that's comes out. You know something.
Yeah,
happens,
that's nice. But that's cool. Yeah, so I want to try because I only have 5 days left. So I'm gonna message her and see about getting a...
So I don't have enough data. I've had some unusual results. I've had some spikes and and I'm really trying to track this long enough so that I can optimize my diet. And guess what? If I optimize my diet and I don't get sick, Kaiser's going to save a lot of money.
Right? It's crazy.
Empowered patients are saving the system money. Right? She's like, you're not charging her for the $70. You think you're willing to pay for it out of your own pocket? Like, yeah.
She's like, you could get an infection on your arm.
Oh, yes. You can get an infection on your arm from this little tiny.
That's literally what she told me. I just was like, I can't. I don't know what to do about insurance or where to go. I don't know how to. I don't know. That's a topic for another day.
Kaiser has started to move into more holistic. I went to a plant-based medical conference 2 years ago. And as I was checking in, she says, oh, are you from Kaiser? I'm like, no. She says, oh, I said, why'd you ask me about Kaiser? Oh, we have like 90 or some or 100 people from Kaiser that are registered. So we had a special registration line.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. And then one doctor talked from Kaiser and about how his whole experience with having a heart attack, he shouldn't have, he was young. He started to explore, started to look at the diet, and now he's trying to get that into Kaiser.
Wow. I wish I could figure out how to find one of those here. Because I found my wife, a person, an integrated physician at Walter Reed Medical Center, because she's in the military. So that's how we got on the IMF diet, and she's getting acupuncture, and you know, she's...
That's cool.
But I just haven't found Kaiser.
I'll look to see. I don't know where the notes are from that thing. It's buried somewhere. But if I can find out where that... He was in California.
So, yeah, that's where they are founded and everything. Coast,
right? So, and as I recall, I think it was like Sacramento makes sense. So I think he was in the Midwest and then moved to California. I'm just going to, you know, try to piece together 2 years ago a conversation that they had.
I
recall he was in the Midwest and then he moved to California, and he was trying to like be the impetus to make Kaiser more, you know,
I mean, I could always call and say, you know, hey, how do I find out functional medicine practitioner at Kaiser? See what they tell me. Okay.
Great. Cool. Anything else before we move on? It looks like we have
Got some people. Cool. Yeah. No, go for it. Go right ahead.
All right. You guys have any questions? Hi.
I do have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I've been tracking my fasting blood glucose.
Yep.
About the last week. So it's first thing in the morning. I wake up about between 5 and 5:30.
Okay.
So here are my numbers. 116, 110, 92, 112, 103, 113, 104. That's the last week.
Okay. So you're too high.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, you're too high. And we know that that blood sugar imbalance leads to a lot of diseases, including cancer, right? Well, so this is good news. This is good news because it gives you something to chew on. It gives you something to work on, right? So those are too high. So what we need you to do is, if you can get somebody to prescribe a continuous glucose meter, that's going to be your best bet, because it's going to make it easy for you to check your postprandial, meaning after food, right? So you already know you're high. So a lot of the stuff in Sweet Spot, which Jill knows very intimately how to, you know, guide you through, but there's a lot of really good stuff in Sweet Spot talking about, let's look at your diet. I would track your diet in chronometer just to start to see the high. Okay, so what's your carb content versus protein versus fat?
Let me look. So let's look at yesterday. Yesterday was okay. Protein, you want calories or the total grams?
Grams is easier for me to deal with.
Okay. Fat 124, carbs 205, protein 81. I ate a lot yesterday.
Okay, so the carb number is way, way off. Okay. All right, we got to get that down.
All right.
Where do most of your carbs come from?
Let me give you a different day. That was a really odd day.
Did you have Oreos or something yesterday?
Biscuits. Okay, here's another one. Protein, 58, carbs, 130, fat, 74.
Okay, then that sounds like a low-calorie day. So 58 plus 130 is 188. So 200 times 4 is 800. 800 and 900, that's about 1,600 calories.
My typical calories, I average about 1,200.
1,200?
Yeah.
Are you still losing?
I've been trying to eat more because I lost, I was down to 138. I was way too low. So
yeah,
the last 3 days I've been eating more to try to get up to 141. So, you know, that's.
What's your target weight? How tall are you?
5'8".
Oh, okay. So you should be like in the 155 range, really. I mean.
Well, that's what I used to be, but I started eating different and I lost all this weight.
Okay. So. Well, that's fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about your carbs and your blood sugar, right? So if you lose more weight, great. We'll just like find 300 extra calories a day to sneak in you. And, you know, we figure out what you're taking. So you kind of want to figure out like what calories you're on and are you maintaining or losing? But if you're continuing to lose, then we want to bump it up by enough calories to make you maintain and then enough calories to help you gain. And that's not my concern right now. My big concern is this blood sugar. This blood sugar, I want to get this under control. I want you to get this under control.
Where do you think the carbs should be?
Well, it depends on what your tolerance is, but I like definitely under 100. Net carbs versus total carbs. So net carbs is when you take out the fiber and then you get a number. Right. I would say, you know, in the net carb area, it should be like 50. But it's varying from one person to another. I can eat a day. I can have days where I eat 150 calories of carbs, but it's all vegetables. It's like cauliflower and broccoli and all this stuff. And it adds up to 150 calories of carbs. But the majority of those are fiber, right? So what you want to do, the best way to do this is to start tracking on meals and see what your peak is after your meal and then where it comes down to. So you're already starting high. So I can't tell you, I don't want you to ever go above 110 because you're not going to make it. You're going to fail right up the start because that's where you're starting, right? So I'm going to say, and the first module of Sweet Spot, did you say the first module was open, but after that it wasn't, Kim? Or was it none of them are open? We'll get it open. I'll talk to
you. Somebody. Couldn't really do anything on the 2020.
Okay.
I could
probably get it, Rita Marie, on my site.
Yeah, you should have it so you can get it because you went through it. Right. Yeah. So open module, just start with module one. It's very, very step by step this time. The 2019 gets, you know, it's more complicated because I actually don't do what I really should have done, which is let's just see what your postprandials, your peaks are with what you're eating right now. Don't change a thing because if you change something, then I'm not going to know and you're not going to know either. If I go back to what I was doing before, is it going to be a mess, right? So just keep doing what you're doing. Don't do anything different. Even if Jill tells you not to, just do what you're supposed to, just do what you're doing. And then it tells you exactly how to test right before your meal and then test it 15, 30, et cetera, and just plot it out. What we want to find is what your typical peak is. Like where is your peak? How high is it going? And what you want to make sure is your peak is no more than 25 above where you start. So if you start like in the morning here, you said 110. So it started at 110. Then you don't want it to go ever above 135 after you eat. So you may have to very seriously curtail what you're eating. You may have to eat more fat than what you're used to, if you can tolerate it. And I don't mean junk fat, you know, I mean avocados and coconut and whole food plant-based fats are the best way to do that. But you figure out what you need to do. But you want to keep it within, like your peak based on the numbers you gave me, I would say 135. Now, that peak's going to come down because that's still an unhealthy, unsafe peak. But you're already at pre-diabetic range before bed, so you have that leeway. But what you're going to start to see is as you start to make changes. Like I would do this for 4 or 5 days just to really map out. You're going to see, like, are there specific foods that cause it to go up and other foods that don't cause it to up? There may be times when you're going to go up to 180 and you go, whoops, what did I have? Oh, I had, you know, I don't know, brown rice. I've had people go up like that on brown rice. Okay, so that's one of the foods I'm going to throw out the window for a while, right? So you're going to be able to do this for 5 days and then you can create your diet that's going to keep you below that. We call that your metabolic reset diet. Read the section that talks about the metabolic reset. Here's the allowed foods for everybody, pretty much, unless it makes your sugar go up. Here's the maybe not foods, and here's the no-no foods. So you start with just stay away from the no-no foods, right? Then you do your checking. You do your checking and you go, whoa, you know, brown rice is making me go up too high. I'm going to cut out the brown rice. Then you're going to create this plan that will keep you steady. We'll also, we have to work with that and not have you be losing 5 pounds a week because you don't want to be doing that. But, and that keeps you steady. You're going to do that for 30 straight days. Okay. There's other things that Sweet Spot will show you in terms of mini meditations. I love meditation, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a person that can sit in for an hour and meditate twice a day or even a half hour. I do 10 minutes in the morning and then I do little minis throughout the day, right? And that's what I teach because, you know, face it, we're real people. We're busy. We are not, you know, gurus sitting at the top of a mountain, have nothing better to do than meditate all day, right? Be nice, but it ain't my life. I know it's not yours. So you're going to do that. You're going to look at your exercise. Right? So the exercise, the little bursts, again, you know, if you're at work and you go into the bathroom and you do some squats when nobody's watching, there's a burst, right? How do you fit it in? Do you have stairs in your building? Yeah, well, maybe you usually take the elevator, but look, I'm just going to jump down the stairs, right? You're heading into winter, probably in Iowa by now, or you're Minneapolis. Are you? Yeah. So it's probably getting chilly, right? So you're not going to be out there, you know, doing a lot of outdoor stuff, but try it. I mean, try to just do in stairs, try to do jumping jacks, the 30-second bursts. And Jill knows all about the 30-second bursts, but just step by step, if you go through, we try to build it very slowly, but the first week is all the assessments and seeing like where you're at right now. What I found going back through, and the reason I do it this way this year, Jill's been it before, is that we before said, okay, get off all the red foods, do all this. And people, then they get their meter 2 weeks later. And then they test and go, I'm not so bad. Oh, look, my numbers aren't bad. Well, yeah, because you've been doing the program for 2 weeks. That's why your numbers aren't so bad. So right now I say, no, don't do the program. Don't do anything. People are like, what supplements should I take? Nothing yet. Nothing yet. I want to see how bad you are. Because when you see it, you go, oh, I shouldn't do that. Whereas if before it's like, oh, but I went out and I had, you know, a burger and fries and Coke and it only raised my sugar 40 points. And you go, yeah, that's because you've been cleaning up for the last couple of weeks, right? So you find out where your baseline is, and it's actually called that discover your metabolic baseline. You go through that, you go through the pieces, you add the exercise piece and the stress. Hopefully your sleep is how to know about your sleep. How's your sleep?
I get about 6 hours a night.
Yeah. So by choice,
I just wake up early.
You what?
I just wake up early.
You wake up early. Okay. So you go to bed at a reasonable time. You wake up. Well, here's the thing. What's been discovered, if people go to sleep early, like 9 or 10, and they get 6 hours of sleep, it's equivalent to somebody goes to bed at midnight and gets 8. So yeah, if you're just getting up, if you're going to bed early and you're just waking up naturally, then more power to you. Sleep's probably not the big issue for you. Okay. But know that melatonin is super important in cancer, right?
Right. So well, I have issues with waking up in the middle of the night too. Not every night, but probably 3 times a week, I'm waking up in the middle of the night.
Here's the thing with waking up in the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you go back to sleep and you get enough full sleep cycles, mm-hmm. No big deal. The sleeping all the way through for 8 straight hours is overrated, but it depends on what happens during that. If you're somebody who goes to bed and you fall asleep, you wake up 3 hours later, you can't get back to sleep. You finally fall back to sleep. You sleep for an hour, you wake up again. That's disrupted sleep. And that's something we have to work on. But if you sleep for 4 hours, you wake up, you go pee, you come back and you sleep another four, it's no big deal, right? It's the amount of deep sleep, the amount of REM sleep that's restorative and all. But people who wake up every hour, there's no way they're getting enough deep and REM sleep because you just can't, right? So don't, you know, worry about that sleeping all the way through. Because, oh, I sit, well, I wake up and I open my eyes and I might as well pee because I'm feeling it. I'm going to wake up again, you know, but don't worry about it. Just get up, pee, and go back to sleep. Okay. But if you don't wake up to an alarm, you just wake up naturally and you're going to bed early, like what, 9, 10?
We're usually between 10 and 11.
Okay. It's not super early, but yeah, if you get to bed by 10 and you're waking up at 4 or 5 and without an alarm, 5, then it's probably fine. Unless you're tired, you go, oh, do I really have to get up? Right. Then it could be that there's cortisol unnaturally coming up too soon. So it's a matter of figuring out what's best for you, but sleep is super important. Okay.
All right.
You can get these under Thank control. You. You're in good hands if you need help, and get them into yours, and I'll get everybody with the sweet spot open. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Very good. There's CJ. Hi. How's it going? Unmute yourself. I'm not allowed to unmute anymore. I feel so powerless on these Zoom calls anymore. It doesn't let me unmute people.
Yeah, sorry I was late.
No worries. We're here for, it's office hours, so you can come in and ask questions and get whatever support you need. So give us an update. Where are you at and what can we do to help you?
Well, I'm still taking it all in, and I listen to your sleep thing because I am not getting enough of that deep sleep. I go to sleep and then wake up and then lay there and then finally drift off and then I go to sleep, you know, wake. It's terrible, and I can feel it wearing me down, you know. So, but that's one issue that, you know, I've got to look into.
How long have you been having that issue?
Since probably a couple of months, and it goes along with the 2 panic attacks that I've had. I've never had panic attacks, but all of a sudden in the last couple of months, I've had 2 whoppers. And, so I think it might be related to that. What's causing those, that.
Well, let's just, do you mind if I just ask you questions and play a little detective work? I like to play the Sherlock Holmes
sure,
game.
Sure. Okay.
So if it's been happening for a couple of months, what was happening in the couple of months before that? Was there any change in anything in your lifestyle, in your environment, in any travel, in pets or painting or anything at all that changed in your home environment or your travel schedule or anything?
Home environment is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it started early in the year. The stress did, you know, the COVID and the changes that we've had to make because of the COVID, and then trying to do, you know, big projects in the midst of COVID, you know, spending twice as much energy to do what used to, you know, take half right. the time because yep. of COVID stuff.
Okay.
And then I've noticed that when I have my a really big challenge to meet, I've always been able to meet all my challenges up to right now. And now I'm, you know, not able to do that on a couple of things, falling short and, you know, beating myself up and feeling terrible and predict.
Oops, froze. Did everybody? Yeah, no, it's just.
Yeah, well, done. So. But, you know, home environment has been the same. The whole year has been dealing with going off of meat and dairy, going off my medication. So that's been stressful. Listening to documentaries, document webinars and health things is stressing me out. today I heard that I can't eat wheat. I can't eat grain.
Yeah.
And what in the world are we going to be able to eat on a whole food?
Plenty, my dear. You've got 180 food recipe guides and classes that I did that are on the site, and none of them have wheat in it or grains at all. So there's a lot for you to eat. Yeah. So, but I hear what I'm hearing is that this has been, it's been an unusual year. You know, we have this COVID thing, we have the pandemic, and then you learning about your health and wanting to take charge. And then you're learning that, oh my God, I've been doing things wrong all this time. Now I have to change things. And it's basically stressing your system out. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, I think that's what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing. And yeah, there's dietary changes and they're really important. The cool part about it is once you do them and get good at it, your body chemistry is going to shift, right? Your biochemistry, your physiology, it's going to change. And you're going to be able to be healthier, get off medications. You said off of medications. Did you go off specific ones?
Yeah, I went off metformin. And I'm the one that my doctors don't want to talk to me or see me because of all of this. I don't know if you remember me.
Yeah, now I'm remembering. Yeah, because
I'm the one that, yeah, my doctors are more or less firing me because.
Good. My kind of person here, right? Okay.
But you know, that makes me feel even more vulnerable and stressed because I don't have anybody to go to if I need.
You've got this group, and if you have anything that's a medical emergency, we will figure something out and get you to something. Right.
Very kind.
Off metformin. What changes did you see in your blood sugar? Are you monitoring your blood sugar?
You know, that is the strange thing. No doctor has told me to monitor my blood sugar because I'm always right at the cutoff, you know, 98, and then what is the A1C? What is that number?
A1C?
Yeah, what is that number that you're the highest of the normal?
Well, in the normal range, the high would be 5.6. Once it goes above 5.6,
Well, sometimes it's in the sixes. So,
diabetes cutoff. They may be giving you a diabetes cutoff, not an insulin resistance cutoff. Above 5.6 is considered insulin resistance. Above 6.5 or 6.6 is diabetes. So you might get the cusp of the diabetes, which is too high because you don't want any of that. You don't want to even get close to diabetes. So I think that we just talked, Kim is going in there. Scott's going to go in there. I think going into sweet spot is a good thing for you right now to really learn that because and getting it a continuous meter like I have here would be a good thing. Now, if your doctors have already put you on metformin, if they haven't completely shut you off, and you could say, look, I just want to monitor my own blood sugar. Can you prescribe a Freestyle Libre for me? The other option is you contact Edwards Health, you order it, and they say, who's your doctor? You put it down and you contact your doctor, say, hey, this company, Edwards Health, is going to send me a Freestyle Libre. They just need your approval. And then they won't even talk to the doctor. They'll call the office, the nurse or secretary or whoever is there answers the phone. And they look you up and say, oh, she was on metformin. Oh yeah, she has insulin resistance. Boom, done.
Okay. Right.
And then you'll be able to monitor it. The other way is with your meter. This is an old meter, but you get your meter. You were sent one. We sent you the Keto Mojo.
Yeah.
You could have gotten it, right? Yeah. So you start to measure it. And as you go through the modules in the sweet spot, the first module will teach you all about measuring it and how to track it and how to keep charge of your peaks and how to shift your food. Gluten is probably going to, you know, you shouldn't be on it anyway. So good news, right? And that's something that usually does spike it up. So if you can get control of your food so that your sugars, your fasting glucose, I want it to get down in the 80s and we'll see it. I've had people come in with their fasting glucose between 180 and 220. And within a month, their fasting glucose is in the 80s. But they followed the plan. So you can do this, right? Not that metformin is one of the worst medications in the world. It's probably one of the safer ones. But it's the underlying condition that it's treating that's super dangerous.
Right. The hidden thing. Okay. I, my liver, I have the fatty liver. I have the insulin resistance. I've got, and I just feel, I didn't know whether the sleep issue was hormonal or vitamin deficiency, but you zoned in on the sugar.
It could be the sugar, right? It could be the sugar that's doing it. The stress, right? Throwing your cortisol levels, throw your sugars off. Your cortisol levels, if you're really upset and overwhelmed, right? You're in this position where you don't feel secure, you don't feel safe, you've got all this stuff going on, and you fall asleep and all that stuff's playing in your subconscious, that can wake you up in the middle of the night and go, right? And the cortisol level goes up because you're worried about something, and then you're awake, right? So in the sweet spot, we teach you about the breathing, heart math that you do before you go to bed, some little exercises that you can do, burst exercises throughout the day, and the food piece, right? All of those things are going to make a difference. Just make sure that you don't eat within 3 hours of bedtime. That's a critical one for getting this under control.
I've been working on that.
Keep working on that to get it down to 3 hours or four, that your last meal is finished and then you go to bed. Because here's the thing. When your body's working on digesting its food, it doesn't get to do its cleansing. The liver and the gallbladder, in Chinese medicine, between, I think it's 112 and 2, somewhere in that range, they're the most metabolically active. And that's what we want overnight is, you've had this day, you've got all these metabolic toxins, you've either been exposed to them or you're generating them internally. And your body goes, oh, she's sleeping now, we can clean house. Right? But if you eat right to go to bed, it's like, oh, we got to take care of this first, this digestive tract. We can't take care of that. And
I'm wondering if not having the gallbladder is a problem for me in my digestion.
Absolutely. So you take out part of the human body that was designed by whoever you believe designed it, right? To be working with these little pieces, working in harmony with each other. And then we go and pull one out.
Right.
So fat digestion is affected. Carbohydrate digestion is affected. And nobody really talks about that, because one of the gallbladder functions is to shoot bicarbonate into the top part of the small intestine called the duodenum. And it's supposed to neutralize the acid. So when your food goes in your stomach, it's very acidic and it's needed to start the breakdown of the protein and pull your minerals out. As soon as it goes into the duodenum, the top part of the small intestine, it needs to be alkaline to digest your carbs. And so if the gallbladder is not there, the pancreas does it too. But if your pancreas is stressed because you've had insulin resistance for a long time, then you need to digest your carbs very well.
Right.
So taking digestive enzymes can be super helpful, especially one that has a fair amount of lipase to help the gallbladder to do the function that the gallbladder isn't doing by storing and then releasing appropriately. So I forget the brand, but somebody I've been working with is on one called Lipo Gold, and it's mostly lipase. It's a pretty good one. Transformation Enzymes has one that's just lipase, and it's spelled L-I-P-A-S-E. And so you take that
L-I-P-A-S-E.
A-S-E. A-S-E, Sam, as in Sam. L-I-P, like lip. Lip.
Okay.
A-S-E. A-S-E.
A-S-E. Lipase.
Yes.
Transformation.
Transformation enzymes.
Enzymes, okay.
If you go in on the site to the, there's a link somewhere, we have it on the supplement page, Doctor's Supplement Store. They carry them along with a lot of other brands I like Seeking Health and other things. Okay. And who's your coach? Who's your private coach?
Patty. Okay. Patty Repka. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she knows all this stuff. Have you had your first comprehensive with her?
I have. Okay. And but she didn't want me to go into the sweet spot yet. She wanted me to do, I've already worked on everything except getting into the program that she, the piece on the program that she told me to, and I can't think of it right now.
Was it digestion? No. She wanted you to do the digestion first.
No, here I am on ERC. Let me get back. But I had thought I would do the sweet spot first, just based on what a friend had shared with me. And, but she wanted me to do, I hate to take all this time.
Let me see if I can look it up in Biocanic to see if she put the notes in there. When did you meet with her?
I think the 30th, September 30th.
Okay. So it should be in there.
Programs that go there. My internet's so slow today.
Yeah, you keep freezing, but you're fine now, but you were freezing before. Okay, Biocanic. Let me pull you up and I'll just take a look at her notes to see what she said. Client list, CJ. Okay. All right, so, okay, she wrote to you on the 7th. Let's see. And you said it was on the 30th. So there's a note. Here we go. Recording. She sent you your recording. Pleasure to meet with you. Okay, so she put the findings and recommendations up. Keep a few food journal. Article on statins. Transforming stress is part of sweet spot. So yes. So it's easy to start that when you just go to the main ERC page.
Okay.
If you scroll,
I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Review chapters 1 and 2 in the Roadmap to Health Handbook. Good. Yeah. Take the body balance assessments. Okay. Be sure to focus on healthy habits. Number 8, digestion. Okay. So let me just show you real quick what she's saying. Yep, she talked about the digestive enzyme. She talked about, yeah, so a lot of stuff that, okay, so I'll look at her findings and recommendations later, but what I'm going to show you, so she wrote down your goals and your findings, notes for me. Okay, good. All right, so Patty wrote to you on the 7th. I don't know if that was yesterday, right? So she wrote a note to you on the 7th, so you can log in and see that. I'm going to check with Biocanic because I'm not sure that they are actually sending the notices anymore. Something might be broken over there. But she also asked you to fill out the weekly progress journal. And if you log into Biocanic, you're going to see it right there at the top in red. And then you'll see her note. But what I'm going to show you, I'm going to share my screen. Let me find my site, Unstoppable Health. If we go to ERC, all right, I'm going to go and share my screen. There we go. All right, you see my screen?
I do.
Okay, so where she said to, you know, you did all these, so you can skip that. And that's just for coaching. So here, she recommended that you read the first two chapters in this handbook.
The self-care lab, okay.
Just click this access now, access your self-care lab. So open that up and the first two chapters talk about all the basic stress stuff. But right here, start transforming stress.
Okay.
So click that link. And okay. That's going to automatically start you. I think it might start me over again if I just click it. It'll start you in the daily transforming stress videos, audios. So no, okay. You get to click it and you just click here and you're going to receive a confirmation and your first message in your inbox and then one email a day for a total of 30 days. And it's just going to take you through the process of helping you with this overwhelm and anxiety feeling that you're having. And it's super important for getting blood pressure and digesting your food well. Okay.
Okay. She told me to do what? Steps 1 through 3. And then before I went to 4, 5, and 6, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm going to interpret what she said. All right.
Okay.
So when I go back to the Biocanic, what she said was all right. Review chapters 1 and 2 in the Roadmap to Health Handbook.
Okay.
And then there's assessments. I don't know. I thought the assessments were assigned here. Let me look to see.
Yes, they're already done. Well, so they're already done. Yeah. Are there more assessments?
No. I mean, let me see. Review your assessments. Yeah, you've done a lot already. You're all complete. Yeah. Yeah, you're up to date on those. Okay. And you did those on the 23rd. So I'm not sure why she's asking you for those, but it looks like you already did them. And then she talked about, some supplements. So these are important, increasing your D, right? And enzymes.
Yeah, I can't get into that place. That place you sent me won't allow individuals anymore to purchase without being
recognized. Let me show you how to get there. Okay, so what you do is you go here to where it says supplements.
Okay.
And then there's two stores. And the reason we use two is because one of them doesn't have all the stuff as the other. So the one she was recommended was Wellevate. You click this link and that's going to take you into the store. You will have to sign up for an account with them. So you'll have to fill in your information. They'll give you a user ID and password so that you can order from there on. And then you can order anything you want from there.
Okay. And you're sure because I just have been communicating with them and they say they are no longer. So does that mean that by using your link to them?
Right, you have to use my link.
Gotcha.
That means you're authorized by me.
Gotcha.
Right, and people are still signing up for it. The other option is here. And like I said, they don't all have all the stuff. So between the two, you can get anything you want. You go to this unstoppablenutrients.com.
Okay.
Register using my code.
And
then instead of this welcome, you can actually use this the first time. But after that, you'll get 10% off on every order as an ERC member if you use this with energy instead of welcome.
Energy instead of welcome. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And between those two, you'll be able to order everything you need.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing she said, which was... So you've done this, focus on healthy habits, healthy habit number 8, digestion, 5, green it up, and 3, sleep. So if we go here, and we go backwards a page, okay, this is your transforming stress, and you said she told you to do these, and then you can, but, and then here's the healthy habits, right? The ones you need the most are this 3, 8, and what was the other one? Green it up. So 3, 5, and 8.
3, 5, and 8 of healthy habits.
Yeah. So do that before you go to Sweet Spot because this is going to set you up well for Sweet Spot.
Okay.
And you can go to Sweet Spot.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. All right. Any other questions?
Dr. Rita, with me, I have a couple other questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned something really critical that I heard I can't remember his name. I think it maybe it's Jill's husband or the person with Jill was asking a question. And you said that carbs should be less than 100 when eating. So
I said that to him.
Oh, okay.
Because his fasting glucoses were up above, you know, were high. And I would say that to anybody whose fasting glucose was high. What we want to do in doing the testing and the checking is get you to the point where you can eat as many complex carbs as you want.
Okay.
But when you're in this state, no. You see what I mean? Now, carbs are not all carbs, right? So Oreos... If an Oreo has 27 grams of carbs and my green smoothie probably has 27 grams of carbs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are very different entities, right? So a carb is not a carb is not a carb. Mm-hmm. Right. Same way a fat is not a fat is not a fat. Right. Protein's a little off. Proteins are a little different. Although there's some differences there too. But like a fat, if you're eating olive oil, coconut oil, you're eating oil as your fat. Or you're getting a lot of fat from your steak and your eggs and all that. That's very different than getting fat from whole unheated, unprocessed sources like avocados, coconuts, sprouted nuts and seeds, fish, right? Those things have different kind of fat than it does the Oreo, right?
Right. So I had my lifestyle freestyle in for some days before I started the feasting while fasting,
mm-hmm.
right? When I was on the integrated functional medicine food plan, which was gluten-free, but not keto.
Yep.
So it did have carbs, and my fasting glucoses were like 64, 86, 91, 75, 88, and 104. No, that's not 97, 87. So okay, for those
mostly
days,
good. The 97 might have been a fluke, or maybe you had a restless night's sleep. Maybe you ate too close to dinner that night. You know, there's any number of reasons, but I don't really care. You know what I mean? If it happened once, I don't really care. It's not worth your time and effort. It's not worth getting stressed about. But overall, those are good fasting numbers.
Okay.
So what you want to look at is what were your postprandials on that? Like if you had a bowl of quinoa with some vegetables, did your sugar go above 120 and come back down or not? And that'll affect your A1C because your A1C is average.
Okay. So if I just look at all the days, I don't know because I hadn't started the sweet spot yet, so I didn't know how to do all of that. But just from time to time, I would just check it. So if I go back now and look at my log,
it should all be in it. As long as you were checking with the, you know, with the phone on the meter, as long as you were checking more than once every 8 hours.
Yeah, I just don't
8 hours worth in it. So if you go to sleep and you wake up and you have 9 hours of sleep, you're going to miss a little bit of data. But you know. So what? You better.
But I don't know how to see it, like on the app.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah.
I have to figure out how to hook up. There are ways to do it that you can hook up, like a tablet or a phone. Mobile to the to the Zoom. But I don't know how to do it because whenever I go into Zoom and then try to share screen, it doesn't let me on the phone. But I'll show. See if I can show you. I'll show you my freestyle.
Okay.
There's if you click on the little three people call that the hamburger. The three.
Yeah,
Lines
I know where that is.
Click on that. And it has a thing, report under reports, it says daily patterns.
Yes.
And what you're going to see, you see that one? You see that gap?
Yes.
That
yes.
was a gap that I didn't test within. So I missed an hour's worth of data.
Okay.
But if you go back, so that's the second, let's see. Daily graph. So I can go backwards. And I can go backwards. You see, I have my red, and but I never got above 110, right? Mm-hmm. Here I did. Oh, that was when I took vitamin C. I knew it would. Vitamin C gives you a false high if you take a lot, but I started to feel like a little scratch, and I'm like, I'm not getting sick. It's going to throw this off, but I took a ton of vitamin C, and sure enough, it went up. So that's what that was. But you see most of them, like you can go back, and as long as you stay within your green range with an occasional dip below, which would be in the 70s, no big deal, then, you know, you're good. But then if you know that every day at noon you eat, I don't know if you can see it on there, but like noon is right around there and it's a little lower. And I go, look, it went up after that and it came back down. Like you want to see how high did it go? For me, it went up to what, 88 maybe after I ate and then came back.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm targeting for. And if you're seeing spikes, you're seeing any times where it goes out of that green range, then you want to see if you can go back and figure out what you ate during that period.
Okay.
So then know to eliminate that or avoid that for now.
Okay. So mine really didn't go much above 120. I mean like 114, but.
Was it different on that than it was when you did the 3 days of the fasting while feasting?
Yeah. So the fasting while feasting overall, everything is just lower. It's like 60s to 90s.
Right.
Versus the other diet was like 80s to maybe 110.
Okay.
You know, but for years, my fasting glucose has always been like via blood draw, has always been 99. Like kind of like what CJ said, like right on the cusp. My A1C has been 5.6, 5.5 for years.
Yeah.
So I kind of wondered, was the freestyle, like, is it kind of low compared to a blood test or?
Well, you've been doing a lot of work though. You did Annika Becca's keto thing.
You've been
doing a lot of work since that. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's true.
So you should be getting your requisition slip soon to go for the labs that we gave. I don't know if you got them. I don't remember who got them. I think it was the gold.
Yeah, I was supposed to get some kind of labs. I'm just plugging in my laptop. I can still hear you.
You want to make sure that you're like you test it now. It'd be great to get tested at the beginning of the program, whether it's covered or not. But it's like you want to get your complete blood panel so we can see where you are starting. And then as you do things, supplementation, food changes, exercise changes, stress changes, et cetera, we want to see how we can improve that.
Okay. So what would be the total number of carbs that I should shoot for a day, do you think?
Hard to say. So here's what I would do. I would do your chronometer and I would look to see what are your best days and how much are you doing? Right.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of people saying go on a keto diet and have 5 grams or less of carb. Those people are just eating bacon and butter all day long. Right. Cauliflower takes them out of that because. Right. And for some people, cauliflower may be too high in starch and others not. So I want you to get as much good vegetable carb as you can without it raising your levels. Right. So you may be just perfect right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out because I really don't know what to eat. Like, that's my biggest question, and that's why I started the feasting while fasting because I asked my group coach that, and she was like, you know, everybody's different. And somebody in my group said, oh, try feasting while fasting. It tells you exactly what to eat. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll try it, you know.
And you don't want to do that for more than 5 days at a time. You know, you go 6 or 7, no big deal, but it will slow down your metabolism if you're eating that low a calorie. The beauty of that program was it was very filling, very filling. People were like, I can't eat everything you laid out in this menu because it was so filling and people were losing a lot of weight and their ketones going way up and their blood sugar going way down. So it works. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody. And it may be that you're a slow adapter. So it takes you time. Mm-hmm. You know, to have the effect, but the long term, if you waited out the 5 days, I mean, 5 days is a magical period for it. And what I saw was people like suddenly on day 5, they had ketones in the 4s. Like I have never seen anybody get in the 4s of ketones while eating, usually fasting, of course, but while eating. So I would say, give it a try again. Mm-hmm. I don't know what threw you off, the stress of, you know, yesterday.
I was hungry too. I was starving. But
you can always eat more. And here you can follow the guidelines there, but just eat more. So when people were coming off of it, I said, okay, you're on day 6. Don't just go and have a hamburger and French fries. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, what I want you to do is just take like day 1, go back to day 1, which is a higher calorie. Okay. Then just do day 1. What did you like? Oh, I really liked that pesto. That was really good, but I limited to the amount you told me to. Ah, go back and have more of that. You know, have another serving of zucchini noodles with pesto.
Got it. But I'm going to stick with it. I mean, I'm going to try it for the rest of the day.
Guidelines are great.
Okay.
I mean, it's because it's so nutritious. With the amount of calories that it is during there, it's not going to have your full gamut of nutrients because it's really hard on a 600 or 700 calorie a day diet to get all your vitamins and minerals unless you're taking but if you can use that same guideline and get it up to 1200 a day, you're going to cover your bases because it's so nutrient dense. Okay. And also the sweet spot, the sweet spot book, there's some amazing recipes in there, right? And there's a menu plan in there. So you can actually kind of follow, you know, not exactly. Nobody follows menu plans exactly. They always ask me for them and I spend all my time making them and then nobody ever follows them. But, you know, it's like, but it's a guideline, right? It to give you the right amount of greens, the right amount of fats.
Yeah.
Right.
How do I get that sweet spot?
You already have access to that. So let me show you. That's easy.
Okay. That would be great. Okay.
That's easy. We made it easy for you to get all this stuff, even without going into Sweet Spot. So if you scroll down to
Can you share your screen again?
Oh, yeah. I always forget that I stop my share and then I just think magically it's going to still share. Ah! Okay. Uh-oh. My keyboard tray, it had been missing one screw on one side and the other side was holding it and now it's off. So fix it. I put the keyboard on top of the desk.
It said, I give up.
Oh, it said, no way, I can't hold this anymore. All right. All right. So if I go to share here, and I may flip you over to the Empowered Self-Care because I'm not sure if I moved those books. I think they're bonuses, elite modules. I did a lot of rearranging and I didn't do it on all pages. I'm just going to just like keep it all on one page to be arranged. All right. So if we go to the diet piece.
Okay.
My fingers crossed that the links are working. I apologize if things stopped working here and there because we've been, damn it. All right. That's not working. For some reason, I couldn't figure out why that was linking there, but I have another way to get there. I have to fix that. I thought it was on a different page and I didn't, it was not a mess. Okay. So if I go to Body Freedom Nutrition Lab, everything you want to know about anything related to nutrition, everything I've ever created related to nutrition is in there. So opening now, I have to fix this video because it's not the right video. We created a roadmap. Now, if I go down to here, meal planning, okay? Hey, wonder what happened to the, that's weird. I had rearranged this. Where'd it go? Anyway, see where it says body balancing recipe guides from programs?
Not yet. Let me see. I see your pictures. Body balance.
Right next to keto-friendly ice cream recipes.
Yes. Yes, I see it.
You see this body balancing recipe guide? You click that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And every recipe guide from every program is there. So you want the sweet spot one, you want the adrenal one, everything's there. Why isn't it opening?
It just takes a minute. I clicked mine. It eventually it did open.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Recipe books from the programs. Beverages, green cleanse, gut repair, sweet spot recipe collection.
Sweet spot recipe collection.
Now this should be, hopefully it points to the new one. Darn it, this doesn't have the menu plan, but these are the recipes. I'm finding all these things that have to be as we rechange. So I'm gonna grab sweet spot. Okay. And there's a page on Sweet Spot. On the main page on Sweet Spot, you should be able to see the recipe guide. So if you just go to the main page,
okay, I'm gonna go back.
This? Follow Sweet along. Spot solution menu planner and recipe collection. Oh no, that's the print version. Look, lordy, lordy, yeah, it's in one of these pages. So I'm just gonna get you the link.
Okay,
I'm just gonna give you the link. I think it's here. I think week two, we introduced it. Yeah. And then you scroll down. So each of these pages has a video and then action plans. Download the meal planner and recipe. So I'm going to give you this.
Oh, great.
Here to download. Because we updated it this year to make one book with both the menus
the planner and the recipe.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. There.
So I'm going to put this in the chat. Okay. All right. Just check it and make sure it opens for you.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
And it's a big book. It's like 287 pages. And in it.
Yep. I got it.
See all the menu plans?
Yeah.
There's a make your own. And then there's 30 days of it. There's a shopping guide. Everything you need to eat in a room.
This is perfect. I could follow this because I don't know. I think I got spoiled with Dr. Anna because she just tells you what to eat and she just gives you the plan. And I don't know. I don't mind following it. So now I'm just like, I don't know what to eat. I'm a little bit dependent, I feel.
You can always go back and eat what she tells you to eat because hers is pretty clean.
Okay.
Okay, there's that option too.
Yeah, okay. But there's a lot of recipes. There's 200 and something pages of recipes plus menu plans in there.
I like how your recipes seem to incorporate a lot of healing components, though. So I want to get that in the mix too. Yeah. So, okay, thank you so
that's
much.
What I specifically focus on. And CJ, the link I just put in there, take that link and you're welcome to, if you're like, okay, what should I eat? There's menu plans in there. There's 30 days of menu plans. There's a do-it-yourself menu plan. It says, here's what to put for breakfast. Pick from these recipes. Here's what to do for lunch. And then there's tons of recipes. And it's all in one place that you can pull and pick from. Okay? Any other questions? Comments?
Should everybody have access to that weekly journal? Because I don't think I do. The weekly journal and Biocanic.
It was supposed to be set. It looks. Let me look in your sheet. Biocanic. I'll be able to see your messages. Where's my? Okay. There's usually client list. Why isn't it giving me the search? Let me just make this full screen. Maybe that's it. It wasn't full screen. All right. So I'm gonna put in. Kimberly, mm-hmm. Kimberly Coleman, okay. And you're the one with all the cool trackers.
I love that thing.
I'm glad. Okay, so if I look at your assessments, I'll just set it for you. The weekly journal, they're supposed to be sending out, like they set it up from our database to be able to every week send you messages. And if that hasn't happened, I'll check with the team and find out why. But I'm going to go request assessment. I'm going to go right here and I'm going to say weekly. I guess I scroll them. ERC weekly progress report. And request assessments. So if you don't get a reminder, you can always go in here and request it of yourself. You can hit view groups assessments. You can just click this thing up here. It'll show you.
Oh, you're not sharing your screen right now, Dr. Rudiman.
Oh, darn it. Sorry.
Okay.
Right. Share screen. I got to just keep it on share screen, but I stop it so I can see you guys better. And then I forget that I do because I'm not looking at you. Okay. So let me do this cancel. So right now, you're going to log in and you're going to see this here. Check out. Okay. Okay. Now, if you want to fill out any other assessments, if you're like, gee, I wonder what other assessments they have, you can go here. You can go to assessments. You can do the down arrow and you'll see them. Ooh, I want to know how my adrenals are doing. Oh, amino acids assessment. I want to take that one. Oh, I want to take the detoxification assessment. I mean, we'll guide you through these, but if you're like wanting to get ahead of the game and do any of these, you're welcome to it. There's the immune system one. There's the nutrient balance, B vitamins, every single nutrient. You're like, I wonder if I have any symptoms of manganese deficiency. You can click that and then you go here and you say request. I'll just say it and I'll take it off. And then it'll show up at the top of your page here. And then you just say click to fill out. You shouldn't see this click to unassign. I think it's only coaches, but I'm going to unassign the manganese because I was just doing that. But I'll leave the weekly progress.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on this? You said you made some notes in here, but.
Yeah, I had.
Airway treatment.
Yeah, it was just an upload. I think it was maybe like a week ago or so.
Okay.
Yeah, there it goes, like the 29th. Okay. Yeah. About the freestyle.
Greetings, coaches. Oh, good. You put the notes in. Yeah. A lot of people did that. And some of the coaches who weren't on that call were like, what was that about? Why are they doing
that? Save you some work.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, good. Here's your freestyle note. Yeah, so if you didn't already set your range, I'd set it for 70 to 110.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. See, I stopped share so I can see you guys better. And then I forget that I'm not sharing. Anything else? Jill, do you have anything? How's it going? How's it going? Coaching your... Yeah. Whoops.
I'm not that? Getting all those. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me.
No, what
okay,
did you
get, Jill?
No, CJ. Okay.
Oh, I'm not getting all those notes on my biochanic.
Yes, you are. I'll show you.
The coaching notes and everything.
Yeah, you are. I've
got my computer up.
Oh, so maybe it's off the screen.
That's the problem. Sometimes. No, I have it enlarged.
You have it enlarged, so you're not seeing the notes.
I'm going to show you.
Okay, give me a second and I'll share my screen again. And I'll show you what it should look like.
There's a button you click on the right hand side to make them appear. Yeah,
exactly. Because if you've got your sponsor,
maybe in the settings, that little setting thing.
Yeah. Okay. So do you see mine? If you're not seeing your notes, you see over here. This is yours, but you see the notes on the right hand side. If you're not seeing that, it's probably because you're like that. Do you see these little circles off to your right? Okay, so very top of that, you'll see an arrow. You see that arrow at the top?
No, I only have an 11, a red 11.
Okay,
but when I click the red 11, I see the notes now.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So, it happens if you've got it strong for your, I know, it's a lot to learn. But once you get it, I love the fact that we can have everything in one place. I did the same thing, by the way. I was on my smaller computer, and I'm like, where'd the notes go? What? And I'm poking around, and I went, oh, wait. Okay. All right. You have enough? I'd say work on those recipes. You know, plan out your meal. Find things that sound appealing. Put them together. Start on the things that Patty said, that number 3, 5, and 8, right? Start your transforming stress messages and focus on the transforming stress because it's super important for the situation right now. Super important for everybody. I mean, no matter how personally this thing has affected people, some more than others, there's a lot of stress going on right now. And even if you're not personally affected, if you're sensitive, you're picking up the energy of other people around you feeling this way. Right. And it's just, you need to have ways to dissipate it. And the part of the nervous system we live in a lot now is sympathetic dominance, fight, flight, you know, and you know how you feel when you're all stressed out, a panic attack, right? It's the ultimate, can't get breath. That's the sympathetic nervous system taking over. And you need to shift that. And that's why Patty recommended the transforming stress. I recommend it for everyone. The transforming stress. And it's going to teach you ways to be able to detect when you go there and to pull yourself out. But it's also going to recommend that you practice these techniques when you don't need them. It's like you don't say, wow, okay, I'm learning to drive and, you know, I'll figure out how to handle traffic on the highway when I get there. No, no. You practice driving up and down the street and making the turns and doing all this so that when you're on the highway, you're in traffic, you're practiced. And the same thing with the stress management, right? You get your body in the mode of, okay, shift, you know, how does that feel? You can feel your pulse go down. You can feel your blood pressure go down. You can feel like the fluttery in the heart go down when you practice that. And it's just really tuning in. And there's a thing that maybe Jill can talk to that Laura Fine teaches about the stop looking, listen, you know, looking around, right? If you're feeling panicked, could you share that a little bit? Because I love that process when you're feeling like, okay, not safe is really what we're feeling. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a very big nerve that goes throughout the body called the vagus nerve. And when we don't really realize necessarily if we're stressed until we do that breath, until we stop, look around us, kind of feel ourselves inside of ourselves, inside of our body, and breathe in a nice controlled manner, like breathing in for the count of 4, hold for the count of 4, breathe out to the count of 4, and hold out to the count of 4. and you're just doing it. So you've trained yourself, Rita Marie, to go there within a minute. And that's the importance of the repetitive action of doing it throughout the day, because you're really training your body to breathe and relax at the same time.
Exactly.
And it will help that vagus nerve. It'll help you with digestion. It'll help you with sleep.
Heart, lungs, breathing, everything, right? All of that is super important. And the one thing Laura taught, and I can't remember the exact steps, but she said, when you're feeling in that mode, right? You're like, you're all stressed out, is to just ground yourself, put your feet on the ground, feel yourself there. Okay, I'm present. Look around the room. Okay, is there anything in the room? Are there any monsters chasing me? No, it looks pretty safe here for me right now. Okay, where are the exits in case there was something? There's an exit right there. I can go out that exit if I feel trapped, right? And you just look around and you go, okay, I'm here. She has like this thing where you do your feet up and down. I am here, right? Because when you are stressed like that, you are not here. You're living in the past or you're living in the future. You're reliving some stressful event that got you all worked up, or you're worried about what might happen tomorrow. And when we can pull ourselves into present, here and now, I'm here. Oh, I feel the ground under me. Tap your body.
I'm safe, right?
Feel your body up and down, and it's here. I'm safe. And you look around, like there's no, you look under the bed. Nope, no monsters under the bed, right? And I have exits. I'm safe. And you just take yourself through that process when you feel yourself. I went into a panic attack once, and I don't envy anybody that has panic attacks. I had one once in the water during the first leg of a triathlon. My first triathlon. And I had never practiced in the murky water of Inks Lake. Give you a hint. Murky water, because it's called Inks Lake. I practiced in the pool. Easy peasy. I can swim a half mile. It's real easy. So I get into the water. I put my goggles on. I start swimming. I can't see my legs. I can't see my hands. I can't see anything. I can't see the bottom. All I see is murk. And my body went into panic. My mind didn't. My body did. Like, I guess my mind was doing like old repetitive, like, oh my God, you're unsafe. You're going to drown. What happens if something grabs you from down below? You can't see the sea monster down there that's going to pull at you. I went into full-blown panic. And I started to do my heart math, like breathing. And I had flipped myself over on my back. Mm-hmm. And I actually motioned to they have a safety guy in a boat, right? I motioned and he came over like, said, so by the time he got there, I was able to get it under control. And he swam, he rode his boat next to me for a while. I said, I think I'm okay. I get out to the buoy at the end, and then you turn around because I'm swimming away from shore. So I'm freaked out, but I'm swimming back to shore so I can see where I was going. I can see that, I there's the distance. I grabbed onto the buoy, I breathed, and I made the whole half mile. All right. So those are things. And that's a pretty critical situation to be in water, right? When you're at home and you're feeling that come over, it's easier to go, I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm here. I'm safe. And use your breathing. Okay. It's phenomenal for helping with that. Okay. You can do it. And that's going to make so much difference in everything, in your blood sugars, in your heart, in your lungs, in your brain. Your brain doesn't connect when you're in that panic mode. Your high-level thinking, I don't care if you're a Harvard MBA, a Harvard PhD, right? Nobel Peace Prize winner. This part of your brain disconnects when you're in cortisol mode, because you don't need to solve physics problems when you're running away from tigers. All you need to do is activate that fight, flight brain and get the hell out of there, right? So that part turns off. And it's sad because so many people have been getting in the mode. If you go to school and you have an exam and you're all like panicked because you don't know if you're going to remember it, that's a guaranteed way to do poorly on a test. So it's a matter of breathing, connecting, turning your front cortex on. And I had that experience last night. I will tell you, I had to go through it. I get on my webinar. We have 2,000 people signed up for a webinar. And I get on there and I hit the button that says start. I test it half an hour before with my husband. We make sure everything works. Now I go, okay, I'm going to let everybody in. I hit start. And it sends me a message that says, thank you for using Webinar Jam. Your replay will be available soon. And I'm like, blah, 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 replay. I mean, I panicked. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock exactly, 6 o'clock, whatever the time was. Exactly. There's all these people waiting. What am I going to do? And I immediately had that fight flight. And I went, stop. Breathe. Okay. You're going to set up a backup one. You're going to give it to somebody on the team. They're going to replace one link with the other. And yeah, people will be delayed and it'll be okay. And yeah, a lot of people didn't show up. We had like almost 300 come on the call, which was still decent. There were people who were dedicated and they stayed. But I couldn't have thought that through if I stayed in fight flight mode. I can't solve the problem in fight flight mode. I had to shift. And I've been practicing heart math. Oh gosh, 15 years, maybe longer. My son, yeah, because he's 22 and I started it when he was 4. So 18 years. And he was a very, let's just say, interesting and not very cooperative child. He's a very free-spirited and all, he still is. But I would go, okay, I learned this technique. And I have to go in his room and tell him he has to pick up the toys so we can go have dinner. You ever get to a point where you just want to yell and scream and you just want to, you know, beat this person into submission? And I'd be like, and at first it was like I had to literally lay myself down on the ground, do my breathing, and eventually got to the point where I could calm myself down and think of what a wonderful kid this was going to be, what a wonderful adult he was going to turn out to be, because he's so headstrong and so determined, and he's not going to let anybody push him around because he won't even let his mom push him around. And I would do that, and I'd go in there with love, like so much love, and I'd walk in there, and I'd tell him, Kevin, I need you to come down with me and clean up the toys, and then we're going to have dinner, and I need you to help me, you know, set up, you know, set your place for dinner. Okay, mommy. I thought I was going to pass out. I thought I was going to faint. Okay, mommy. Oh, he feels your energy. Those folks that you're dealing with, they feel your frenetic energy and they respond in kind. So practice it every day. It has been a lifesaver over the last 18 years. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, it took me 2 or 3 years to get really good at it. I still have my moments where I freak out and panic and I have to pull myself back. But it's a phenomenal technique and it's easy. If you're like me who can't sit down and meditate for an hour, like seriously, 10 minutes is about all I can take. And my mind at the end is always like off here and off there, but it's still good. Okay. Activate your parasympathetic. That's what the vagus nerve that Jill was talking about is part of that parasympathetic. It starts back here, goes all the way down through, innervates the heart, the lungs, the digestive tract, and even some say the pelvic organs, the bladder. Anything that could have a response to stress. What happens when you feel stressed? Does your digestive tract feel, oh, I feel so good. Really? I don't think so. Is your breathing like nice and calm, like meditate? No, I don't think so. Are your muscles nice and loose? No, I don't think so. So it innervates all of that stuff. Really great book if you ever want to get into the geekiness of it. It's called The Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. It's just an awesome book.
I think Rita Marie, too, it's important to notice that even if you think you're happy, everything's going fine, that you're ready to sit down and eat, you know, just or not, just feel up on your shoulders. You know, do they feel tight up here? You know, have I been raising my shoulders and I don't even know it.
And you don't even know it. It becomes second nature. Yeah. 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 And before each meal is when you should do your heart math. So I say 5 times a day, before each meal, when you first wake up in the morning, last thing at night. You can do more, of course, but that's the minimum. And when you sit down and do that, that readies your digestive tract. People could save so much money in digestive aids if they would just do that. Right. activate it. Envision your pancreas producing all these great enzymes. Envision your microbiome just working, ready, getting ready and taking it on and, replenishing themselves and killing off the bad guys. Like, it just helps to keep it calm. Okay? All right. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad that you're here. All right. So have a good
I just want to thank you so much. I'm so thrilled that Scott is in the program. And he's been around me for, all the time I've been in your programs, and he's seen it from a completely different way now. And so it's so good. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. And I know he can get those blood sugars under control, and you know what it takes. So, gentle guidance, stay patient with him. Pretend he's one of your coaching clients and not your husband, because it is a little different.
Other coach.
Yeah, he does, right. But you can always, don't just say hands off, but they'll tell him what to do, but you can help him at home with the implementation. So he's lucky in that regard.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.